The cycle of winning. Becoming a serial winner, someone who consistently comes out on top, boils down to a straightforward five-step process. These steps, decide, overdo, adjust, finish, and improve, aren't rocket science. They're basic actions we learn from childhood, yet they require focus and commitment. Here's how to put these steps to work and become a serial winner. 1. Don't hesitate. Decide. Winning means taking action. To succeed, keep moving forward. Doubt might creep in, but push it away. Be brave and take that first step, then take another, and another. Many fear stepping out of their comfort zones to try something new. They believe success is reserved for those born with advantages, like coming from wealthy families or attending top schools, but that's not always true. Sometimes, those without special advantages rise to the top, while others with better circumstances don't progress. Kurt Warner had a big dream, to play quarterback in the NFL. He faced setbacks along the way. He didn't get a Division I scholarship, so he went to a Division II college. The NFL didn't pick him in the draft after 4 years of college football, but Warner didn't give up. Even while working a job bagging groceries for $5.50 an hour, he kept chasing his dream. Warner didn't stop at college football. He played in the Arena Football League and NFL Europe. Finally, his chance came in the American NFL. In his second season with the St. Louis Rams, he led his team to win the Super Bowl. Warner's stellar performance earned him the title of the game's most valuable player. Overcome odds. Warner didn't start with any special advantages, but that didn't hold him back from chasing his dream. No matter what challenges came his way, he stayed focused and worked hard. His journey to fame wasn't easy, but he never gave up. While some people have all the advantages, they sometimes struggle to handle tough situations. On the other hand, Warner, like many winners, kept pushing forward despite the obstacles. Serial winners keep their eyes on the prize by staying laser-focused on their goals. They know exactly what they want and won't let anything stand in their way. They plan meticulously and do thorough research beforehand. When you start planning, be crystal clear about your goal and map out how you'll achieve it. Ensure you have enough drive and resources to make it happen. Only dive in if you truly enjoy the journey. Educate yourself by reading and studying everything you need to know to move closer to your goal and make it a reality. Balanced planning for success. When aiming for victory, it's crucial to plan but not get carried away. Perfect plans can lead to doubt and drain your excitement. Too much planning can squash your enthusiasm and make your goals seem dull. Remember, there's no such thing as a flawless plan. No one can predict the future or plan for every possibility. It's better to have a good plan now than wait for a perfect one. Winners don't get stuck in planning. They stay active, move forward, and take the necessary steps to reach their goals. 2. Don't just do it, overdo it. Throughout NASA's space shuttle fleet era, more than 130 missions were carried out. The highlight of each flight, the first 8 minutes and 30 seconds of liftoff. During this intense period, the rocket burns through 2 million pounds of solid propellant, generating an astounding 5.3 million pounds of thrust. This powerful force propels the shuttle to speeds approaching 18,000 miles per hour. Launching a shuttle into orbit requires incredible speed to overcome Earth's gravity. NASA's engineers dedicate extensive time and effort to ensure success. They meticulously plan, train, and conduct checks and rechecks for months leading up to 510 seconds of each flight. NASA's approach might seem excessive, but it's this level of preparation that sets them apart. To achieve your goals, follow NASA's lead. Overdo it, especially when starting your journey to success. If you want to excel, follow these 5 rules. 1. Rule of 3. Good things come in threes. Trying something just twice often falls short. Give it a third shot. Odds are, that's when magic happens. Aim to go 300% to up your game. 2. Set a big activity goal. Don't settle for small wins. Go big or go home. Setting massive goals pumps you up and keeps you driven, even when the going gets tough. 3. Train to failure. Like bodybuilders pushing their limits, go until you can't go anymore. That's how you grow, whether muscles or skills, especially when starting, go all in. 4. The MacGyver Principle. Winners know it's not about what you've got, but what you do with it. Use everything you've got, like the knowledge from your friends, colleagues, and bosses. 5. Do the things others aren't willing to do. Accept the tough tasks, the ones everyone else shies away from. Serial winners don't dodge hard work. They understand that success isn't all shine and glamour. So, buckle down and do what needs to be done, paving your path to achieving what you truly desire. 3. Don't quit. Adjust. Life's tough, no doubt. It throws hurdles at us all the time. Remember Clint Eastwood's character in Heartbreak Ridge? He said, "You improvise, you adapt, you overcome." That's the key. When your original plan fails, don't just stay down. You have to get back up and find another way. It's either that or stay stuck on the ground. Mark Ruffalo, the actor known for his roles in numerous films and an Academy Award nomination, didn't have an easy start. Before landing his first significant acting job, he faced a whopping 800 rejections in auditions. That's right, 800 times he heard no before finally getting a yes. But he didn't let those setbacks crush him. Each rejection fueled his determination to reach new heights in his career. Instead of giving up, he persevered, relentlessly pursuing that big break. And his efforts paid off, paving the way for a successful career in the movie industry. Persist until you succeed. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Quitting and cheating can become habits, making success harder to achieve. Understand that achieving anything worthwhile requires giving it your all. When faced with challenges, keep pushing toward your goal. If things don't go as planned, adapt and change direction. It's not giving up, it's adjusting. To succeed, you've got to adjust because the world won't change for you. You've got to change for it. Here's how to do it. Take action first. Then, gather more advice. Use that advice to simplify your methods as much as possible. Don't just acknowledge the need for change, accept it. That's how winners keep winning. Remember, action equals progress. So, don't get disheartened when you have to tweak things. Accept it as part of the world. 4. Don't just start, finish. Today is the big day. After eagerly waiting for months, it's finally time to step into your dream home. You hired a contractor 9 months ago, and now, with all your belongings packed onto the mover's truck and your family in tow, you're pulling into the driveway. But as you open the front door, you're met with a slew of unexpected problems. The living room paint job is incomplete, the kitchen sink is nowhere to be found, the baseboards and closet doors are missing upstairs, and to top it off, none of the electrical outlets have cover plates. When you call up the contractor to complain, he starts with a bunch of excuses. "Oh, I'm sorry," he says. "We intended to do it. We've worked hard. Our team is well trained. We usually get houses done by the move-in date." But honestly, none of that matters. What matters is simple. They didn't finish your house on time. That's the bottom line, and that's all that counts. Finish strong. The key to credibility. As you near the end of a project, the tasks tend to get tougher. It's like squeezing out that last bit of toothpaste from the tube. It takes a lot of effort. You might hear that it takes 98% of the effort to get the last 2% done. But no matter how hard it gets, you've got to finish what you started, because your credibility is on the line. If you bail out before the job's done, you won't earn respect or trust. You won't get paid. To make your mark as a winner, you've got to push through and complete every task with finesse. When you're striving for a goal, getting almost there doesn't count for much. Think about it like this. If you're aiming to finish a task, reaching 98% isn't the same as finishing. Imagine climbing Mount Everest. No one sets out to reach just 98% of the way up. Completing what you start requires strong mental toughness all the way through, especially in that last 2% of the journey. 5. Don't settle. Keep improving. Becoming a one-hit wonder might seem like a quick ticket to fame, but in the real world, true triumph often comes from building on initial success. Imagine if Walmart's Sam Walton had stopped at one store, or if Steve Jobs halted his innovation after the first Apple computer. These pioneers didn't settle, they used their early wins as stepping stones to even greater achievements. Some folks lose their edge after a win. They think one victory guarantees endless success, so they slack off. Hard work takes a back seat, and soon, they're stuck in a rut of mediocrity. Winners have a secret weapon, their own experiences. They understand the challenges they faced and how they overcame them. This knowledge is precious. It helps them avoid making the same mistakes again. In life, it's simple. You either move forward or fall back. Even after a victory, staying sharp is crucial. Use what you've learned to keep succeeding. Treat your first win as a stepping stone to the next one. Become a serial winner. The key to winning again and again lies in the mantra of always be improving, ABI. This principle sets apart those who consistently triumph from those who fall short. Bob Turley, a former New York Yankees pitcher with 8 World Series championships, shared valuable observations from his experiences with sports and politics. He spent 8 seasons alongside legends like Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, Whitey Ford, and Yogi Berra, and knew 7 U.S. presidents. Here are his 3 key observations. 1. Humility. Successful individuals remain humble, never boasting about their achievements. They stay grounded and modest, whether in sports or politics. 2. Hard work. These winners are always dedicated to improving themselves. They put in the effort and work tirelessly to become better at what they do. 3. Passion. What sets them apart is their genuine love for their work. They approach their jobs with enthusiasm and passion, pouring their hearts into what they do. If you want to be a champ, then think like one. Being a serial winner is all about how you manage yourself. It's not just about having a good attitude, it's about taking action. Having the right attitude changes nothing, it's what you do that shapes your attitude. When you do the right things, the right mindset follows. And to do those right things, you need self-control, a clear goal, and a hunger to live a meaningful life while making a real impact. Serial winners, they're flexing these skills every single day. Key points. 1. Act decisively and persistently pursue your goals, like Kurt Warner's journey to the NFL. 2. Go above and beyond by setting ambitious goals, training hard, and tackling tough tasks. 3. Adapt to setbacks and rejections like Mark Ruffalo, using them as fuel for success. 4. Finish what you start with excellence, as credibility relies on completing tasks, even when challenging. 5. Continuously improve by learning from experiences and staying humble, dedicated, and passionate. 6. Adopt the cycle of winning mentality. Decide, overdo, adjust, finish, improve. 7. Take action, maintain self-control, and pursue a meaningful life with impact, following the footsteps of serial winners.